Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
This month the Lord has spoken as a church. He has spoken unto us. And before we sit for the hearing of the word of God, I just want to declare the prophetic theme for the month of April. I want you to open into your Bibles to 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 1. As we stand in receiving the word of the Lord for the month. God always speaks through his word. Always. Because there are other mediums through which God speaks. He speaks through the prophets. He speaks through his messengers. He speaks through his pastors. He speaks through dreams and visions. He speaks through nature. There are many ways God speaks. But the sure way by which God always speaks to us is through the word of God. Amen. And it is the word of God that judges all other voices that is purported to be the voice of God. Amen. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible, can we all read together? All right, let's go. It says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the Son. Wow. How many of you are sons of God here? It's generic. You can be a woman, but you are still a son of God. Is somebody here with me? Can I see sons of God in this house? Hallelujah. He said that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Amen. Now, therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Praise God. This month offers us the opportunity once again to celebrate the dead, the resurrection, the dead, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have come to the point of understanding why Jesus came and the reason for the celebration. Amen. And therefore, would be delving into the word of God to know especially the sacrificial life that Jesus had to live in order for us to be called sons of God. Amen. So the prophetic theme for the month of April is declared your exceptional month of what manner of love is this? Hallelujah. What manner of love is this? Wow. Jesus had to come because of the love he has for you. And what love are you also showing unto others? Now, expect the following this month. Expect the following this month. It is the month of sacrifice and commitment to the cause of the kingdom of God. A month of sacrifice and what? Commitment to the cause of the kingdom of God. I didn't hear your louders, amen. Amen. This month, expect to have an encounter with power. Amen. Expect to have an encounter with all power. There is power of the resurrection that makes all things come alive. We are moving from awakening to resurrection. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Inasmuch as the awakening life doesn't really need such a power or force. Resurrection requires such a power and a force to break your limitation and come out of the grave. This month, everything that is holding you in check, everything that has caused you to be buried, is giving way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Again, expect that this month God would promote you and elevate you. Is somebody here with me? For the sake of time, again, Mark chapter 16, verse number 17, he says that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Expect supernatural signs and wonders to follow you this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. So God has spoken this month, and he says, what manner of love is this? Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
Put your right hand on your head this morning and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm the word of your servant over my life. Perform the counsel of your messenger over my life. This man, I declare, let me come to understand the love of God for my life. Let me come and appreciate and also do same the sacrifice that Jesus had to sacrifice for my sake. I thank you in the name of Jesus for your word that you have spoken over our lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be here? We give God the praise for your life. And I know that you will not live here the same. Your amen is weak. I'll be sharing on the Sundays on our teaching series from the prophetic theme, what manner of love, but I'll be narrowing down to what I call following the steps of Jesus Christ. Following the steps of Jesus Christ. What manner of love is this? Jesus, we know him to be an exceptional example for everyone who comes to believe in him. If you're a child of God, you cannot live without following Jesus. You can't make it without knowing him and following him. We appreciate the work that Jesus has come to do for us. He said that, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we are to be called the sons of God? It is a privilege to be called the son of God. Thank God that we are not sons of men, neither are we sons of the devil, but we are the sons of God. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
You see, your understanding is key in order to live a victorious Christian life. Once you become born again, you are not the son of your father. Neither are you the son of a man, but you become the son of God. Is somebody here with me? I want that to sink into your spirit. The Bible makes it clear that as many that received him, as many that believed in his name, to them he gave them power to become what? Sons of God. So from this day forward, if anybody should ask you, who are you? You tell them, I am the son. Come on. Is somebody here? I am the son of God. Amen. Now, as I said, we are looking at following the steps of Jesus Christ. Part 1A. Following the steps of Jesus. Part 1A. Every believer is to follow the steps of Jesus, who is the perfect example. Every son of God, anyone who believes is a son of God, is to follow the steps of Jesus, who is our perfect example. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8, there we understand that Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he is the same yesterday and today and forever. I believe that if you want an example, you look at the good example. If you want to follow after someone or something, you look for the best example or the best person who can stand as an example for you to look at. So here, the scriptures has made it clear that Jesus is our perfect example. There's one thing to follow somebody and the next time the person has changed. The person has turned from what he used to do. And many people, you know, we change and we don't do the things we used to do that makes us thick and makes us strong anymore. As a matter of fact, we are changeable, or we are susceptible to change. But we have a perfect example in Jesus, who from ages, from time to time, has never changed. Is somebody here with me? Men change when the circumstances change. Men change when there is a problem. But Jesus, the Bible says, is the same yesterday. And he is the same today. And he will be the same forever. Wow. So if there is anybody we need as an example, then it must be Jesus. Men will say things today, but tomorrow they will change from what he said. They will talk about issues today and they will change from what they said. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. His life has never changed. His way of doing things have never changed. And he's always the same. I pray that as we learn of him and follow him, may we become like him. Amen. You see, it's not every change that is good. Many of you may think that having to change probably will bring some kind of refreshment to you. But a change that is not for betterment is not a good change. I pray that you and I will lean on Jesus, the one who never changes. Somebody is blessed. So we understand that Jesus here is the only perfect example. He's an exceptional personality by which we must follow and know. Amen. Some may have role models. Some may have people you look up to. But they can never be compared to the standard that Jesus has set for us to follow after. I pray that you will not follow men, but you will follow Jesus. Is somebody here with me? Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Here we find Jesus at the shore when he encountered some men who for almost all their lives were fishermen or were people who were fishing. That was their trade. That is what they do. It has become almost like a family business for them. And they go out fishing. Jesus had an encounter with them. And he told them this. He told them that, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me and I will do what? Make you. You cannot be made if you don't follow. You cannot be made if you don't what? Follow. Becoming a fisher is to follow. He said, follow me and I will make you the fishers of men. So following is what brings us to the place of being made up. Whenever God calls a man, he doesn't call you to leave you. He doesn't make you a son of God to leave you or to make things go bad in your life. He doesn't just look at you for things to be as they are. But he makes you. He remolds your life. He translates you, changes you, so that you become like him. I pray, as we learn to follow Jesus, may our lives be transformed. Amen. May our lives be changed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's blessed. One of the first and most important things that we need to follow about Jesus is his sacrifice. His sacrifice. One of the things that we are expected to know and to follow is his what? Sacrifice. He says that, what manner of love has the Father bestowed? It took a great sacrifice for Jesus to come and save you and I. It wasn't just an ordinary kind of deliverance or salvation, but a salvation that had to take his life. He has to commit himself. He has to die in order for you to be saved. Behold, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? So if there is one thing we must know and follow about Jesus, then it is about his sacrifice. Tell somebody about his sacrifice. Say to another person about his sacrifice. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus is the greatest sacrifice ever. According to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, he said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and seen of angels. Preach unto us, but preach unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, and received up in glory. Great is the mystery of godliness. And what is it? That God was manifest in the flesh. God descended in the flesh as Jesus Christ. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. The beginning of creation was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. He said that we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and what? Truth. Is somebody understanding me? So the sacrifice of Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. God leaving His throne above, descending down to come and die for you and for me. Not because we were perfect people, because for a perfect man, it is easy for you to die for him. It is easy for you to die for someone who is perfect. But for someone who is not perfect, how can a man die? But in our imperfection, Christ came to die for our sins, that we and I will be saved. Somebody is blessed this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So great is the mystery of God. And now, having understood that the sacrifice of Jesus is a perfect sacrifice, now, what is sacrifice? What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is the place of losing or depriving oneself. Sacrifice is the place of losing or depriving one's self for the sake of God and His work. Sacrifice is depriving or losing oneself for the sake of God and His work. It is the surrender of one's life to God for the sake of God and His work. Again, I'm repeating for those of you writing, God is blessing you. Sacrifice is the place of losing or depriving oneself for the sake of God and His work. It is the surrender of one's life to God for the sake of God and His work. Somebody is blessed. Praise God. Losing oneself or depriving one's life for the sake of God and His work. We saw this in the life of Jesus when He had to deprive Himself of who He is and the privileges that accorded Him as God. He gave them up in order for you and I to be saved. Somebody is blessed. Now, I want us to quickly go into how did Jesus sacrifice. How did Jesus sacrifice? So that we understand the sacrifice of Jesus. How does Jesus sacrifice? The first one, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, I've already quoted it. First Timothy said that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God manifest in the flesh, justified of the spirit. So the first sacrifice that Jesus did was to leave his throne. He left his throne. Jesus left his throne. How many of you would love to leave your throne? You know, we are talking about thrones. We have thrones and we have thrones. Are you understanding me? You know, even this bourgeois thrones that people are having in villages, it is, you see, the contention that people have to engage in when, I mean, one king or one chief dies and they have to reinstill another one. You see the contention that takes place. Everybody is wild because everybody enjoys to be enthroned. To be enthroned is a place of honor. It's a place of what? Honor. It's a place of riches. It's a place of glory. It's a place of glory. Is somebody understanding me? The number one sacrifice of Jesus, look at me, is the fact that he left his throne. He left his throne. He left, in other words, his glory. He left the honor that was accorded him as God. He left his throne. Somebody's blessed. You are here because Jesus had to sacrifice. In other words, he had to be ashamed. He had to be dishonored. He had to be looked down upon so that you and I can receive glory, can have honor, and can have prestige. Oh, you don't know who you are. That's why your response is low. Is somebody here with me? If Jesus died for it, then I don't need to live in dishonor. I don't need to live in shame, because he left his glory so that I can be glorified. The second sacrifice that Jesus did, again in Philippians chapter number 2 verse 7. Philippians chapter 2 verse 7, quickly. He said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Praise God. The second sacrifice that we can see here, according to the scripture, is that he became a man. God became a man. God became a man. God became a man. You can imagine the attachment that we have for people that we think are superstitious, people that we think they are a little, they have some kind of aura of the supernatural or the spiritualism with them, and when we see them, we feel that they are special people. Look at the honor even we are called to our pastors in Ghana. We see them to be something else. But Jesus, the Bible says that he is God, but he did not see himself as God, but he left his throne to become like a man. There was an exchange where he had to become a man so that you can be God. Okay. This is a wrong congregation. He had to become a man so that you can become a God. Is somebody here with me? So the next sacrifice is that he became a man. In the same scripture, we also see that he became a servant. He took upon himself servanthood, or he took the form of a servant. He took the form of a servant, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him a servant. Wow. He was the master. He was the great one. He was everything, the author and the finisher. He was the creator. But yet, the Bible says, he came to serve. He took upon himself servanthood as a test sacrifice. Again, the fourth sacrifice, according to the scripture, go to verse number 8, the fourth scripture. He said, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Is somebody here with me? So the next one we can see is that he humbled himself. The next sacrifice that Jesus had to take is that he did what? Let me feel you this morning. He did what? He humbled himself. Humility. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. For everything that was done to him, it was as if he doesn't have a voice. For everything that was done to him, it was as if he doesn't have strength. For everything that was meted to him, it was as if that he was weak. It's all in the plan for you and I to be called sons of God. What a sacrifice. John said that what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? We can also see in his sacrifice, based on the same scripture, that he became obedient to death on the cross. He became obedient to death on the cross. He became obedient to death on the cross. Somebody is blessed. So we are looking at the sacrifice that Jesus sacrificed for us. What has brought us to become sons of God? Now, in knowing this, what are we to follow? Because from the beginning, we are admonished and encouraged to follow the steps of Jesus. What are we to follow? What are we to follow? John chapter 10, verse number 24. John chapter 10, verse number 24. John chapter 10, verse number 24. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 31, quickly. Second Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. What are we to follow? We are redeemed to follow and learn the sacrifices of Jesus. I don't know what he's trying to tell me, but let's go to John chapter number 10, verse number 24. Is somebody there yet? I want to have that scripture done. The Bible says that then came the Jews, ran about him, and said unto him, how long do thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Is somebody following me? Verse 25. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. And the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witnesses of me. 26. But ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you. 27. That is where the point is. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they, everybody go, and they follow me. So what are we to follow? We are to learn and to follow the sacrifice that Jesus did. It is important to know that those who are not sons of God cannot follow Jesus. Those who are not children of God cannot what? Is somebody here with me? Because they can't hear his voice. They can't hear his voice. The things he tells them, they don't understand. But for those who are sons of God, he is calling us to do what? To follow. He said that, for my sheep does what? Hears my voice, and they what? Follow. I pray for you that you will be the follower of Jesus Christ. If you are not following, you are not leading. If you are not following, you are not what? Leading. Until you follow, you can't lead. You can't make it. It is the following that makes you strong and make it in this life. Somebody's blessed. Amen. Now, what are we to follow? What are we to follow? This is very important. Number one, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verses. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 31. First Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 31. Now it reads, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. Paul is saying, I die what? Daily. Praise God. So the first example we need to follow about the sacrifice of Jesus is to die daily. He said, for I protest by rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. So we sacrifice the Christ way by dying daily. By dying daily. Your life in Christ must be a life you are dying daily. To die daily is not to lose your breath in this life or to give up your ghost, but it is a form of commitment and sacrifice, pressure that you put on yourself in order to follow the examples of Jesus. Somebody look at me. Don't sleep. Is somebody here with me? Yes. Paul is saying what? I die hard. Yes. I die hard. Yes. Now, what does it mean to die daily? And it is very important. Maybe I want to share one or two with you in this service, and then we continue. Number one, we must die to the flesh. We must die to the flesh. One of the sacrifices that we need to engage is to die daily. And to die daily means to die to the flesh. The flesh, once and again I say it, that it has a competition. It competes with your spirit. The flesh always wants to have its way. And by flesh, you will not be able to please God. By flesh, you will not be able to receive from the Lord. So how then do you live the life of sacrifice? You must die to the flesh. Is somebody here with me? Dying to the flesh is not allowing the flesh to dictate for you, to tell you what you should do. But you must follow after the spirit. Follow hard after what? The spirit. Again, when Paul says we should die daily, or he dies daily, what does he mean? He is dead, or we must die to the world. We must die to the world. There is a great conflict between the kingdom of God and the world. Everything that is happening in the world is against the kingdom of God or the child of God. The world now has become churchy. Eh? When I say the world has become churchy, what I'm trying to say is that now everybody goes to church. And the church has become worldly. In the sense that now you come to the church and you didn't find the difference between those who are Christians and those who are not Christians. You go to the world and you can't separate the world from the church. There is a great conflict. But Paul is saying, I die daily. Why? Because you must die to the world. In other words, you must not allow the world to influence you. Is somebody here with me? You must not conform to the standards of this world. But you must be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is somebody getting blessed here? Good. Again, what does it mean to die to this world? It means to die to the things of this world. Other one. To die to the things of this world. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. So the first point Paul said in following after the sacrifice of Jesus, he dies daily. And under that we have come to understand that we must die to the flesh. We must die to the world and we must die to the things of the world. Amen. All right. Now let me quickly add one more. What are we to follow in Christ's sacrifice? Let me add one more. In Philippians chapter 3, we understand from the scriptures that we must be ready to lose things for the cause of Christ and his work. We must be ready to do what? Lose things. For the sake of what? Christ and his church. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. Now, in conclusion, what are the benefits in sacrifice? What do I stand to gain when I am to follow the sacrifice of Jesus? What do I stand to gain? Shake somebody and say, what do I stand to gain? This is very important. 1 John chapter 10 verse 18. John chapter 10 verse 18. John chapter 10 verse 18. He said that no man taketh it from me. Go to verse number 17 so that we understand the whole. He said that, therefore do my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might what? Take it again. Now verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to what? Take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Praise God. So, we must understand, again in John chapter 12 verse 24. Give me John chapter 12 verse number 24. John chapter 12 verse number 24. He said that, verily, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth what? Fruit. The earlier scripture is telling us that Jesus has the power to lay down his life and to pick it again. The power to die and the power to rise again. He said that the wheat, until it falls down, it remains. But if it should die, it brings us forth much fruit. So the first benefit that one received in sacrificing is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. You bear fruit. You bear fruit. You have the ability to lose and to gain. The ability to lay and to pick. The ability to die and to rise up. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. I said, you are fruitful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter number 6, verse 33. Again, what benefit do we stand for? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He said that, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his word. And all these things he earlier on had mentioned, the things we needed, shall be added to you. Bonus. Without struggle, it will be given or be added to you. Wow. So what do we mean, or what do we stand to benefit when we lay our lives like Jesus laid his life? Again, we enjoy great prosperity. Say great prosperity. Hallelujah. He said, all these things, the things that you have not even prayed for, the things that you have not even thought of, God would add them to you. There are things you work your way in order to have, but there are things that God freely gives unto you. I pray for you. As we follow the sacrifice of Jesus, may we be able to have great prosperity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Following hard after Jesus makes us to become like who he is. You can't be a son of God and not follow after him. His sacrifice. His sacrifice. As I said, this month is a unique and a glorious month. It's a month where we are remembering the sacrifice of Jesus. He left his Father's abode. He left his glorious throne. He left the prestige. He became a man whilst he was God. He left everything he had in order to get you saved, in order to get you to become like him. What sacrifice are you ready and willing to give in order for somebody to be saved? That is all that this message is about. What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? Beloved, we must come to understand that when the Bible says that to whom much is given, much is required. When you appreciate and understand the love that God has made available for you, you also express, in fact, love, when you emit love to someone, naturally people express it. They respond. Is somebody here? Unless the people are weird, or they are kind of different people, but naturally everybody responds to love. Are you understanding me? If you begin to give someone attention, the person naturally gives back. Is somebody here with me? Now, Jesus is saying that, for this sacrifice I have sacrificed for you. How willing are you, and how ready are you to also make somebody save like you? Do you understand the love I have for you? That's the question he's asking. Do you know where you were before I have to leave all that I have? I had to let go my privileges as God. I had to be trampled down, belittled. In fact, people had to insult me. I had to give up. At a point, Jesus didn't even have a place to sleep. Wow. God now don't have a place to what? To sleep. Why? Because of you. Look at the things that were done to him on the cross. And yet, for your sake, he openeth not his mouth. Wow. Look at the love for your sake. Because there was condemnation, and the judgment of God, the wrath of God was against you. And the wrath of God is against anyone who is not saved, who is not a child of God. The wrath of God and the judgment of God is coming against anybody. Very soon, Jesus is going to appear again. He's going to come back. And how willing are you to have others also be saved? If somebody does something for you, the best response is for you to do the same for another person. This month is declared all out for Jesus. Your amen is weak. Tell three people, all out for Jesus. I'm ready to sacrifice for Jesus. I'm ready to give everything for Jesus. I'm ready to make people come to the saving knowledge of Christ for Jesus. I'm ready to let the sacrifice of Jesus not to be wasted. Do you know that people must be saved like you are saved? Do you know that there are people who are even this morning looking for a church to attend, but yet they are confused as to what particular church they should go? Do you know that there are people you know that are willing to join us? I was somewhere this week. A gentleman just approached me. He said, "You are Pastor Obed?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, Sebastian is my brother." I said, "Oh, really?" And he has introduced prayer line to me. And I said, "Wow, that's good." And then he said, "So I asked him, when are you coming to be?" "So I've always had the urge to come. But I'll come. You, Pastor, I'll come." Is somebody here with me? But Sebastian is in the church. I don't think he has even extended what? An invitation before. Is somebody here with me? Or is willing to sacrifice and bring this person to church? Beloved, we have a great responsibility. This month, let's go all out and make sure that everybody we know, people we meet, everywhere hears about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That is the best response to the great sacrifice Jesus has already sacrificed for us. Is somebody here with me? You cannot take Christ to them, bring them to where Christ is, and let them hear of him, and they will be saved. If you are not willing to make people or bring people into the house of God, then number one, you don't understand the sacrifice of Jesus for you. Neither have you come to know the sacrifice that he has what? Meted out to you. And therefore, you are just in the church. You don't know who you are. Because for the sons of God, they hear the voice of God and they follow. They hear the voice of God and they do what? They follow. For everyone called as a child of God must follow. That is why the first disciples, Jesus didn't tell them anything. He didn't take them to Bible school, nor theological seminary, or any particular way of learning. But he said, follow me. Do as I do. Do as I do. Tell somebody, do as I do. The reason for Jesus was to come and seek and to save that which was what? Lost. So as he was seeking people, then Peter and co. were also what? Seeking people. They were seeking people. And they were seeking people. And they were seeking people. I pray for you. Amen. Your amen is sick for me. Amen. I said I pray for you. Amen. That may this month be your month of sacrifices. Amen. You must sacrifice and be willing to deprive yourself, to deny yourself. At all costs, somebody must be saved. At all costs, somebody must be saved. At all costs, somebody must be brought to church. I said, at all costs, somebody must be heard. Don't we have people we know that can join us? Operation All Out for Jesus. This month is also Operation Double the Numbers. Somebody is blessed. Be on your feet.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.